Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday, September 18th. Time to check in with Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane. Welcome back.
Good morning, Andy. It's great to be back, I guess, considering the fact that a week ago Thursday morning, I was just pulling into Sitka, Alaska. So, in fact, last week, as a matter of fact, last Thursday in Sitka, Alaska, was our only rainy day of the entire trip. We were on a cruise, a 7-day cruise, and it was beautiful weather, beautiful blue skies, wonderful people, wonderful sights. One rainy day, wow. I can take that.
It must have been rough. That one rainy day.
Yeah, it was very difficult. So, but we, you know, we're real troopers. So we're out there with our umbrellas and our hoods and all of that. So it was a wonderful, wonderful trip. But it is always very nice to come back because you realize you're coming back to a full life filled with blessings. And, you know, that's what Lutheran Senior Services is, filled with blessings. And trying to think about what I would talk about this morning, I was reminded that in the month of September, we are focused, as many other employers are, on United Way. And so many employers use this month and next month to invite their employees to participate, give a pledge to United Way, which of course sponsors, as a not-for-profit, sponsors many not-for-profits around the country. And there are many that they sponsor here in the St. Louis area, and three of them are at Lutheran Senior Services. So I wanted to just chat a little bit this morning about that department. It's our Outreach Services Department, and it does receive partial funding from the United Way of St. Louis. And part of that is because that reach for all of those programs goes into the community at large. So the three programs that are partially funded by United Way are Outreach Social Services, and that's the department that has our Aging Answers referral line. So that is has elder care specialists, and they are equipped for taking your questions about anything from what do I do to help my mom with this particular issue to our electricity is about ready to be turned off and we have no other resources to I'm having an issue with my doctor. I can't quite communicate with my doctor. Can you help me? So all of the just various types of things. If we can't fill the need, we will refer to other places and let you know what exists in the St. Louis area to fill that need. So that's Outreach Social Services. A second department is called the Good Neighbor Program. And that program is kind of a similar program, but really looks at linking people who need non-medical assistance. Maybe it's they're looking for a plumber and they really want someone that they know they can afford. Maybe they really need someone maybe for some companionship, light housekeeping, do their grocery shopping. There are just a variety of many needs. So that program refers those people to independent contractors that are affordable and can help meet those needs. And then the third program that is under this outreach services is called the Volunteer Money Management. So that is a program that matches volunteers, and many of our volunteers come from our Lutheran churches and around the area. So we take that volunteer, do a background check and do some training with them. Then we match them with an older adult. That is, most of the older adults that we serve are what we would call income qualified. So in other words, they're low-income seniors who really haven't got a lot of resources. So, and one of their needs is they really need help. Their eyesight may be failing. It may be difficult for them to manage that checkbook, pay those bills, do that sort of thing. So that volunteer comes in and helps do that, like, for example, once a month. And so those are the types of services that we want to be able to provide that meet day-to-day needs out in the community at large. And that's through our outreach services program.
We've talked about that before. I think it was on Faith and Family, mm-hmm. having someone to help with that quite often in a marriage. One of the spouses handles the checkbook and the bills and all mm-hmm. those things. And then when that spouse dies and the surviving spouse is the one who is left with the checkbook, but really hasn't been doing that for, you know, 30,
exactly.
40 years.
Exactly.
Having someone to help with it, a second set of eyes, those types of things. It's kind of helpful.
And that just made me think of a topic that we could do sometime for a program. I'm not the one who would be the person to do it, but I do believe we could probably find someone to help talk about the scams that seniors encounter. So that also having somebody, especially like if a listener is out there and thinking, oh my goodness, I really wonder, I've never talked to my mom or dad about that, but how many times might mm-hmm. they receive mail that is misleading, encouraging them to donate to something, receive a phone call, and no one even realizes that that donation has been made. So that can also be a volunteer like this can mm-hmm. really have a relationship with you as the son or the daughter to kind of help you stay in touch with what that financial situation might be.
Yeah, that's important to be mindful of those mm-hmm. scams.
They are. And I believe it or not, one of the people that we work with as an independent contractor providing some services for us, we were in a meeting and he was sharing that his father, he thought, I never thought my father would be pulled into anything like this. But yes, they discovered later that through a phone call, and you just never know.
Sure. Sure.
So that might be a program that we could take a look at for Faith and Family. I could see if I could find someone to surface that might be able to share a little bit more knowledge mm-hmm. or a little bit more information to help people be knowledgeable about what kind of scams are out there.
I think that would certainly be helpful to our listeners. And I know I'd appreciate it as well.
I know. We all in this day and age, just even us, you know, mm-hmm. like you receive an email and you're not exactly sure where it's from or where did that link go. You know, best thing, don't mm-hmm. touch any of it.
Sure.
But what I was going to do then for devotional thought was I thought about the fact of that person that is in need, most of all the older adults with limited resources. Mm-hmm. You find a situation and you feel like you just have no answer. And I was reminded of a devotion actually that I had written as part of the project that we do with Creative Communications called Hopeful Living. And that's our daily devotions for older adults. And what the authors of Hopeful Living are people like me. And older. So older adults getting into that category. And they're from around the country. And the devotions are written kind of from that perspective of talking older adult to older adult. Mm-hmm. But the one that I wrote is called What's Your Goliath? And it did appear in the devotions this week. So I wanted to just share that. It's titled What's Your Goliath? I was always fascinated with the story of David and Goliath. Perhaps it was the little boy facing the huge giant, or the simplicity of using a sling and five smooth stones. Maybe it was he simply trusted that God would be his strength. I continue to be fascinated. Now, however, it's because of the many giants God has helped me face, some of my own doing, others brought on by others, or the circumstances of living in a world of sin. Nonetheless, God has been my refuge and strength, my very present help in trouble. After all, didn't he slay the ultimate giant of sin, death, and the power of the devil through the death and resurrection of his very own beloved Son? The prayer is, Dear Father, give me strength to face the giants I am facing today. Through your Son, my Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Based on the Bible verse, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble, Psalm 46, verse 1.
Great way to start our day. With the Psalms are always nice.
They are. I absolutely love the Psalms. I find that every time I open them and go to them, I mm-hmm. have a new experience that brings some sort of way to resonate to what that psalm is saying. I love that about the Word of God. You go to the same verse over and over again, but each time you do, you've got a different perspective because you've lived a different part of life.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Our experience in life, wherever God has placed us, can often shape how we view that, how we
Absolutely.
Hear God's word. Well, Jane, great to see you back after your trip, and good to have you back in studio this week.
I just want to give one phone number, and that would be if you want to reach someone in our outreach social services, 314-446-2475.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll talk next week.
Absolutely. I'll be here.
Have a great week. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our conversation with our friends from St. Louis Help. Stick around for more His Time right after this on Worldwide KFUO.